Senator John Fetterman, my vote for Trump's nominees will come from an open mind and an informed opinion. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 17, 2024. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, expressed that his vote for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees would come from an open mind and an informed opinion. In a post on X, Fetterman wrote that he believes it is appropriate and the responsibility of a United States senator to speak with Trump's nominees. Fetterman added that he had met with House Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, Trump's pick for UN ambassador, and Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense. I believe that it's appropriate and the responsibility of a U.S. senator to have a conversation with President-elect Trump's nominees, Fetterman wrote. That's why I met with Elise Stefanik and Pete Hegseth, just wrapped with Tulsi Gabbard, and look forward to my meetings with others soon. Fetterman added, my votes will come from an open mind and an informed opinion after having a conversation with them. That's not controversial, it's my job. As Breitbart News previously reported, Fetterman previously endorsed Stefanik, stating that he looks forward to voting yes for her to be nominated, highlighting her pro-Israel stance. Several of Trump's nominees, such as former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, RNY, and Hegseth, have faced heavy criticism from the media and Democrats. Hegseth has faced numerous smears launched against him, including claims that his tattoos were linked to white supremacy when his tattoos were actually related to his Christian faith, and not white supremacy. Another smear launched against Hegseth centered around a report on 2017 allegations from a woman that Hegseth raped her. Another smear against Hegseth came in response to the New York Times publishing an angry email that Hegseth's mother sent him, accusing him of mistreating women. Hegseth's mother later apologized for what she had written. As Breitbart News previously reported, more than 120 retired United States generals and admirals signed a letter expressing strong support for Hegseth. Gabbard, who has also faced smears that she is a Russian agent, has received support from more than 1,000 veterans, who signed a letter supporting her as Director of National Intelligence.